Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bruce Boeckler. Batting second, the second baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Baldwin. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Leo Foster. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Rick Mundy. Batting second, the left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth, the catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Bruce Boeckler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckler bunts towards the mound. Stone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin takes first base on ball four. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Mundy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mundy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stearns moves to third. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stearns scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-1 in the game. Boisclair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Koosman moves to second. It's 4-1, Mets. Buddy Schultz now pitching. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baldwin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kelleher fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field. Boisclair picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Boisclair. Sparing moves to third. Kelleher moves to second. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock pinch hits for Buddy Schultz. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Sparing scores. Kelleher moves to third. Wallace moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Ray Burris pinch runs for Bill Madlock. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Munday strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into left field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Krukow now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sparing takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wallace hits a fly ball into left field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boisclair takes first base on ball 4. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Boisclair moves to third. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baldwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday fields it and throws to second for the out. Boisclair scores. One out. It's 5-2, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wallace. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Baldwin goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kingman scores. It's 7-2, Mets. Paul Ruchel now pitching. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive towards third. Sparing reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardinal moves to second. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Cardinal steals third. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morales strikes out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Koosman is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kelleher. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baldwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baldwin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sparing bunts towards third. Foster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sparing moves to second. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wallace is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Tyrone pinch hits for Paul Ruchel. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. Sparing moves to third. Kelleher moves to second. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparing scores. Kelleher scores. It's 7-4, Mets. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Garman now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Two outs. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. 2 outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sparing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stearns hits a line drive into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson bunts towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Koosman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wallace hits a line drive into left field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Swisher pinch hits for Mike Garman. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops it up and throws to first, with Knowles covering, for the out. 2 outs. Leon Brown pinch hits for Billy Baldwin. Leon Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Brown now playing center field. Bruce Boisclair now playing left field. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Monday bunts towards the mound. Koosman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.